Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on 1150 AM. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank Leon McLaughlin, Michiko Hayashi, of course, and Valletta Sydney and Ernest Tahoe of the Hopi Nation for coming on during my first hour. In the second hour, Michi will be here with me. We'll be talking about the work of Dr. Emoto and our consciousness. And this week is actually a very special week because I believe July 25th, and correct me if I'm wrong, was Dr. Emoto's birthday or 22nd?
Yeah. July 22nd was his birthday. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm only 3 days off anyway.
Right.
Or
yeah.
2 days off. So it was his birthday. And plus, 6 years ago to the day, I had Dr. Emoto on and we did an intention experiment. It was my first time to have him on the show. I'll never forget that. It changed my life anyway, where the Palestinians and the Israelis were fighting in the Gaza Strip. And so right in the middle of my interview with Dr. Emoto about 3:30 p.m. on Friday, July 25th, 2014, I asked Dr. Emoto if we could use his techniques to make this world and bring peace to the Gaza Strip, to the where the Israelis and the Palestinians were fighting. And he said, yes, it should work. So we did a meditation, and that was at 3:30 p.m. And then I went back to where I was staying at about 8:30 at night. I turned on the television, and there on CNN was a little red banner at the bottom of the screen that said that the Palestinians and the Israelis had just agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire for to bring food and medical supplies to the wounded. And that's exactly what we had our intention experiment asking for, and it worked. And I was so happy. So ever since then, I've been sold, sold on Dr. Emoto and your work too, Mitch. You do such beautiful work.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, before we go to the interview, I wanted just to say I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice. Again, still this year, from August 27th to September 3rd, and again from September 23rd to the 30th, and I hope you can come. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain. And also, we meet Adam and the beautiful people of Telos and the Hollow Earth. And one thing that's happened in the last couple of years is that we've been experiencing many miracle healings. My eyesight, for example, was actually restored to perfectly crystal clear 2010 eyesight in September of last year after Adama and the people of Telos gave me a miracle healing. I did have 20/50 blurry-eyed vision in my right eye, but it's gone now. I don't need glasses. Other people have been healed of Lyme's disease, and actually one gentleman was here healed of Lou Gehrig's disease. Another lady was given a new pair of legs so she could walk again. That was in September of 2017. I have to tell you it doesn't happen every time, and it a lot depends on you, on the person there. You have to be a positive, high vibration, not have any negative thoughts about it so they can do the healing. But it has been happening with regularity on the trips. The cost is just $200 per person. It helps pay for camping and some food. And if you're interested, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. And with that, I'm so glad that you could come on today, Mitchie. The other thing I want to say before we go to your interview is that I still have lots of 528 hertz tuning forks. 528 is the frequency of love for the planet. So when you hit it with a Lemurian crystal from Mount Shasta, you spread love everywhere. And if people are interested, they can get a tuning fork from me with the Lemurian crystal that's full of love and light for $50. I also have Hiroshima memorial sticks. There's going to be, I don't know if they're having, I think they are having their ceremony this year. Do you know?
I don't think they can get together. It's still right now in Japan, we're not really allowed to have the big crowd.
But so, they can do it on computer, can't they? On Zoom or something like that?
Yeah,
is that possible?
Maybe on computer, like Zoom or something. I don't really know if they are going to be able to do it at the site, but by Zoom, maybe. Yeah.
I think I saw an advertisement. I think I got an email on it that talked about it. I'd have to go find the email now. But anyway, there's.
I can talk with those people. Yeah.
Yeah, if you could, that would be great.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be good. Well, Mitchie, tell us all about your work and why this week is special for Dr. Emoto.
Oh, thank you. Well, this week is very special because 22nd of July, which is Dr. Emoto's birthday, after he passed, we registered as this is the International Day of Loving Gratitude to remember Dr. Emoto's work and remember how loving gratitude can change the world for the harmonious and peaceful place. And that's how he started this Emoto Peace Project, and we continue to do it. And also the 25th of July is the day out of time in Mayan calendar. And so on that day, on the 25th of July, which is today in Japan, and he always offered the water ceremony because he thought that to give this a meaning to this day out of time is really important. So he offered prayer for water everywhere. He used to go to different places on this day and offer the special prayer to water to make the whole world a peaceful place. So we continue to do that too. So
wonderful.
So this week, whole week, it's really special for us. Thank
well,
you.
It's July 24th here in North America and Canada, but it's the 25th in Japan.
In
a
Japan.
Day later. So we got you up early, but it is the 25th. So could you do a water prayer for us now and tell people? That would be so special if you could do that.
Okay. Well, the reason why we do this water prayer is water. Water is the conductor of our thoughts and intention and prayer. And this works beyond time and space. Mm. So whenever we send out a beautiful prayer, it really reaches and then creates whatever the vibration we are sending out. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Emoto used to say that water is the mirror of our heart. So that's why he always said, you can't really lie because water really knows the answer. Even though you say something that you're not even thinking, and you may think that the other person or someone is being lied, but you can't lie yourself because
Water
knows.
Mm-hmm. Mitchie. Most politicians around the world would be out of jobs if if they had to tell the truth all the time.
It's a ripple effect, and also the wave that comes back. It's an energy law of vibration.
Right.
Whatever you think or you're doing, you're saying, you're thinking, it's an energy vibration. So that comes back to you as a phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, even though, I mean, those politicians, I don't know whoever that is saying or doing something that is not really the truth, they will have the same effect back to them. So, you know, all we can do is send them love and gratitude and good thoughts to them so that they will be getting that energy, and then they will be tuning into the good vibration. That way we can change the world together.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay.
There was an experiment I wanted to have you explain it, because you're in a good position to do that, having been Dr. Emoto's assistant for like 10 years or more, where there were a number of people in Japan, 500, I'm not sure how many, but quite a few, who stood around with Dr. Emoto, and they sent prayers of love and gratitude to a glass of water about 8,000 miles away on another scientist's desk in Los Angeles.
Could
you talk about that?
Yeah, Noetic Science Institute.
Yeah,
had this huge event at Lake Biwa. That's the biggest lake in Japan. We call it the heart of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, the water was said a little contaminated, and there were 500 people in the whole venue, this hall, and we during that time we had the scientist from Russia, Dr. Korotukov, and also Link MacTaggart was there also. And so what we did was we sent out, and also we had this Dean Rading, Dr. Dean Rading from Noetic Science Institute, mm-hmm. in Petaluma, California.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we did this water experiment by sending out love and gratitude to water. And to them, Dr. Dean Rading had two bottles of water, I think. And to one, he was exposing this water to our thoughts. We were sending our love and gratitude to that water, to Petaluma in Noetic Science Institute. And the other bottle he kept this water bottle in that place where it's all sealed and cannot have any intention in it. So mm-hmm. so after our sending out love and gratitude, he sent those two waters back to us from California, and we took water crystal pictures from those two bottles blind. We didn't know that was a blind test. We didn't know which one was which. And then after taking all the water crystal pictures, like 50 pictures from one bottle, we sent all these pictures back to him, and Dr. Dean Radin did the asked like 100 people which one is more beautiful, which one is not, and then as a result, he could tell with the data, he could tell that the one with the love and gratitude from Tokyo to Petaluma was more beautiful, and that really changed the water molecule. So that's one of the water experiment we did. And at the same time, that time, we had this Dr. Korotukov from Russia. He mm-hmm. is a professor from, I think, University of St. Petersburg in Russia.
That's
he
right.
Mm-hmm. He has the equipment in his institute. So he did mm-hmm. the study with the intent of how water changed when we sent out the energy to water. And that time, the energy of the water really boosted up and became the brilliant and very live. So that's our intention, our thoughts, how powerful our thoughts are. So when the more people we get together, more powerful the energy becomes. Mm-hmm. And when we do send out a good prayer or meditation, it really becomes very effective and powerful. So on the 25th of July, Dr. Emoto used to do this with many people. And actually, wherever he went, he did water ceremony at the lakeside or at the riverside or ocean, and sent this beautiful prayer of love and gratitude so that water molecule will change to the better better state. And that energy goes all around the world instantaneously.
Wonderful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Could you do a prayer now? And my
sure.
audience could join you? Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, let me play it one more time. Let me pray this, play this 528 hertz, okay?
Okay, that's the love frequency. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, please repeat after me, okay?
Okay, everyone.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, thank you so much.
Water, thank you so much.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you so much.
Water, we love you so much.
Water, thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we're so sorry.
Water, we're so sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you so much.
Water, we love you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
And please visualize this beautiful earth being brilliant in golden light with our love and gratitude.
Nice. Nice. Wonderful. That's so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing this.
I want you to explain to people, we've got a lot of time left, about 40 minutes or so. I want you to explain how you've been healing the world with your special Hado machines and how they work. Could you talk about that and Hado and how how Dr. Sure. Moto found that everything was Hado vibration. You could tell people that'd be great.
Okay. All right. Everything is vibration. Even though we cannot see that the glass is vibrating,
right.
The book is vibrating, the your earbuds that I have on are vibrating. Everything is vibrating, even though we cannot perceive with our naked eyes, because they are energy. There are frequency. It's like radio waves that we cannot see. But when you tune into it, you know they exist. That's why people can listen to us right now. It's the same concept, I think, I would say. So everything is vibration. And every single organ has its own intrinsic frequency. For example, for everything, like it has positive side and negative side. And when we treat with people with the vibrational machine, the codes, that even though we have the same codes, like for love, the opposite of love is in the perspective of vibration. Mm-hmm. The opposite of love is greed and grudge. Mm. So when I am not in the state of love, when I'm being very greedy or being very grudge, then we imprint the opposite of this greed or grudge, which is love. Mm-hmm. So the vibration is neutralized with those two completely opposite. It's like when we go to the freeway, sometimes you see like the wall that can cancel the sound of the cars.
Sure.
And that's the same concept. What mm-hmm. they do is they cancel out the sound mm-hmm. by giving the opposite vibration sound. Mm-hmm. So they are neutralized and you can cancel out the sound.
Mm. Okay.
It's the same concept. So everything has negative side and positive side. Mm-hmm. And when I am always angry, that affects my liver. The liver, the negative side of of liver vibration is anger.
Mm.
So when someone is always angry, that affects liver. Mm. And when I'm sad for a long time, then that affects my lung and things like that. So Dr. Moto discovered all these vibrational codes. We call it Hado codes. Hado means vibration. Mm-hmm. And what he used to do is using this Hado machine, he finds out what kind of the root cause of the people that were having problems, or physical problem, or a spiritual problem, or problem with humanity or a human relationship everything has the reason why that happens. So Dr. Moto was trying to find the root cause of the people who are having problems. And with that machine, he could find out. And what he did was he imprinted the vibration to cancel, to neutralize their vibration, and had made the personalized water, because we are water, and when we change the vibration of the water from that negative, ugly crystal to beautiful crystal, we can do that by drinking this water. So that's what he did, and we still continue to use the Haro machine. We have now evolved version of machines, and we make personalized water. I usually make my own water. I mean, right now what I'm doing is, today is the 113th day of healing the earth with this Haro machine. I'm trying to heal the earth for this past more than 3 months, every day.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Thank you. Yeah, it's because everything is vibration. We have hurt this Mother Earth by human greed, human ego, and human negative vibration. That's emotion, anger, and worry, and all these complaints. So just imagine all these people living on Earth. More than 7 billion people are living on this Earth, and their negative energy has affected this Earth.
Sure.
And so what we can do now is to heal it. And I think, we have done the experiment in our laboratory by showing COVID-19 to water.
Oh, really? Wow.
And also, another one is COVID-19 plus fear. Oh, that was awful. And you can see how much fear affects everything. Fear
Sure.
is the one, the negative energy that gives. So, and then after that, taking off this fear from that COVID-19 and fear, taking off this fear and replace with love and gratitude. Mm-hmm. COVID-19 and love and gratitude made the brilliant, beautiful crystal. That's how our immunity goes higher, and we don't have to worry about getting it. So everything, I mean, fear, worry, all these negative emotions really affect everything, affect within us, affect everything around us, even Mother Earth. So
I have to. Yeah.
Sorry
to interrupt. I was going to say, the vibrations are very important. And I want you to talk about, and I can tell a little bit about it too, because I was there, but you were at my conference here, when was it, about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And you had this lady, I'll tell a little bit, then you can tell the rest. She hadn't seen her daughter in decades. And she must have been in her late 60s, I guess. And she said to me, "Ted, I'm getting older. I miss my daughter. I haven't talked to her in 20 years. Can you help me?" And then I said, "Well, maybe, maybe." So I referred her over to you, and tell us what happened after that.
At that time, this master, Dr. Moto's first student, and he's the best student, and he is the person who developed this Haro, evolved version of Haro machine that I'm using right now. His name is Yoshi. He was there in person at your conference, Ted. And he helped this woman with this his machine and detected the root cause of why she was having this problem. And most of the time, all these root causes are staying in our subconscious mind. In subconscious, negative subconscious mind comes from our karmic thing. Mm-hmm. And so we have to deal with this part. So he made the water to help neutralize this blockage or release the blockage or help with the negative karma. So then she started to drink that water within 1 or 2 days. Her daughter called her and the relationship was fixed.
First time in 20 years.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
a lot of times things like that happens. It's just the vibration or information. We could say that information. If we don't want to say karma or something negative in the subconscious mind, we can just replace it as information, because everything is information, and we carry it. Even though we may not, there are people who may not want to believe it, but our physical body is here on this earth for now, but our soul never dies. It comes back. And when we leave here with the negative something we didn't do well here that we are supposed to be learning, we are here to learn or we have the mission. We have the reason why we are born here. And we are supposed to be dealing with the assignment, I would say, assignment. We have the assignment. And it may be one, or maybe two, three, depending on the people. So when we have the assignment, then we are supposed to be dealing with this these assignments when we are still alive with the physical body. If we don't, then we carry back. Well, if we make some worse assignments here, worse things here, then we have to come back with the even worse, the harder assignments the next time when we're born. So if we do well, if we remember what my assignment is and then work on that, then we go on to the better world, and then we don't really have to go through this difficult life. The life gets better and better and better because we have worked on our assignments. So we don't really have so much of the negative things. And also another thing is our family lineage affects, because we're sharing the DNAs, and that's energy also. So sometimes we have our own assignments, but we also have the assignments received from our ancestors. So another important thing is to always remember and appreciate our ancestors, because without our ancestors, we do not exist here. And and so we should be always remembering them and also appreciating them and sending love to them also, so that we can also help with their energy, even though we don't see their physical body is not here, but their soul is always with us, or in the different dimensions that we cannot even see, but they're with us. So when we remember them, they are happy, their emotion will go higher, and their maybe if they have the negative some kind of emotions or karma, we can help them also, and that will affect us.
Now, one thing interesting, the United States compared to Japan and Canada, is that in Japan, you have lots of shrines there, don't you, to honor the ancestors? Could you talk a little bit about that? I think that's interesting.
Okay. We have a lot of shrines. They are Japanese original. I don't know if I should call it religion, because it was not really religion. It was culture. We call it Shintoism. Shinto is what we don't have one god or one some kind of representative, but in the center of a shrine, all shrines, we have there is a mirror, and in the mirror, instead of God, in the mirror, there's a mirror, and that shows that the mirror is our heart. So if we take out our ego, we can be Everybody can be God.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that exists on this earth has everything is God or little God or mm-hmm. deity. So mm-hmm. what we say is we thank everything, like trees, waters, river, ocean, mountain, the sun, of course, the moon, everything. We say thank you because there's God in there. So that's Shintoism.
That's beautiful. Now, Dr. Moto also said that water is God and God is water. Could you explain that a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Toward the end, I think he started to say water is God, like a couple of years before he passed. And at that time I said, well, can you really say that? I said, it's really a dangerous thing to say to Dr. Moto. And he said, no, I'm not. I'm positive that water is God. And I asked why. And he said, water is a messenger of God. Water is showing everything that God wants to tell us. And that's why water shows love and gratitude is the most beautiful crystal and with golden color also. Mm-hmm. And so he said, water is the mirror of our heart. Water is the messenger of God. God is trying to tell us and is conducting all the information through water. Water is God. And you cannot see God in the water, but water is God.
Mm.
So that's really how beautiful it is and how we have to perceive water. Water, mm-hmm. without water, nothing can exist.
That's true.
We go to the desert, if we don't think there's water there, there is always water as humidity mm-hmm. and maybe 10%, 20%, 30%. There's water in the sand also. Mm-hmm. There's always water in mm-hmm. everywhere.
Wonderful. Wow, that's very mm-hmm. profound. And mm-hmm. and it brings up a lot of interesting questions, too. Now, I want to go into another area, and this is what mm-hmm. Professor Jerry Pollock's talked about, that he talks about the fourth phase of water. Could you talk mm-hmm. a little bit about that, if you don't mind?
Oh, that's an interesting book. Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing. Fourth phase of water is, he calls it EZ water also. EZ water mm-hmm. is fourth phase of water because he calls it EZ, exclusion zone. And it's easy to remember for everyone. So he calls it EZ water. What EZ water is that when you put water in the glass, for example, mm-hmm. in the container that is water-friendly container, it's not waterproof container, but water-friendly container, like glass, cups, most of the things that okay. When you put water in there, then in between this water container and water, there what makes a small, tiny zone. It's called easy exclusion zone. And when this water is exposed to like a sunshine or infrared, this easy zone, exclusion zone expands. With the time, like in 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it starts to expand. Mm-hmm. And in that area, it doesn't have any substance in it. So the water structure becomes H3O2 instead of H2O. So water structure changes to like honeycomb structure, and it goes layer after layer, so many layers. So the water structure becomes like a soccer ball and really firm, and it stays very still. Usually in the rest of the water, not the where that is not easy water, he calls it bulk water. And what bulk water is that all the substance that is in the water is in that bulk water.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So easy water is really pure, and it's really more like a gel kind of water.
Sure.
And so there, because water molecule is really firm and stays, mm-hmm. the structure stays very mm-hmm. firm. So whatever water sees or hears or everything affects that part of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where water remembers everything. And it carries information. That's why when we, the water, when we have two waters right beside each other, and when we give the small voltage of electricity, then water starts to make bridges.
Hmm.
It's really like 1, 2, 2, 2, 2 inches without any problem.
Mm-hmm.
And how, why does that happen? Usually nothing else can do that but water. And that's the fourth phase of water.
Well, that's fascinating. Now, you I'm sure you remember this fellow named Matthias, what's his name? Matthias Stefano?
Matthias de Stefano.
That's right. That's right. Matthias, he's from Argentina. Fascinating uh-huh. fellow. I interviewed him a couple of years ago, and we met him yeah. in Dominican Republic.
I was with him in Chile for several days in 2015.
Okay. Great.
And we gave our joint presentations together.
Now, one thing I remember him saying that really stuck in my mind was that during the Atlantean times, now he, fascinating fellow who had memories of living in Atlantis 15,000 years ago, he said that they use water-based computers. Do you remember that? And
yeah, I do remember that.
If you could tell us about that, please.
Yeah, at that time, yeah, he remember. He's a very interesting man. Mm-hmm. He has the memory from the beginning of this Earth creation.
Mm, wow.
It's really interesting. He remembers how this Earth was created and then evolved also. And at the time of Atlantean Atlantis, people were using this computer with based on water, because Dr. Pollack also says, well, when we discover this fourth phase of water, EZ water, now water has much more storage of memory than mm-hmm. computer chip. So it's really easy to understand how they were making water computer based on water memory. It's because mm-hmm. water can store much more memory than chip. So it's mm-hmm. Matthias said that at that time they were using water computer, and now water in the ocean has that still memory, but human beings on this earth right now has not reached to that level yet. When we are at the level of this, I mean, purity and being benevolent, not greedy, then at that time we can have that memory back from this ocean water.
He said. Interesting. Was these computers used in Atlantis based upon water? Was that based upon this easy water, this fourth phase of water that Dr. Pollack has
identified? I don't really know, to be okay. honest. I don't know if it's mm-hmm. based on easy water,
mm-hmm.
but probably has a lot to do with this easy water, because easy water can store. And there's a story. I know that I think Dr. Emoto met this author or researcher in Korea who has discovered that water has six phases,
mm-hmm.
not only four phases, but six mm-hmm. phases. And this researcher talks about water memory also. Mm-hmm. So there are people who have been studying and discovered that water has a really powerful memory.
Mm-hmm.
So it has... Probably it has the water that was creating the computer back in the Atlantis time is probably the fourth phase or even higher phase of water.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Do you remember Dr. Lin, or Professor Lin from Taiwan.
He
also talked to a very famous spiritual fellow from Taiwan. He also talked about the different phases of water too.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dr. Emoto and Master, we call him Master Lin.
Master Lin, that's right.
Were like brothers. They were brothers, and they came from. Master Lin is a psychic also, and mm-hmm. he does the channeling. And he said that Dr. Emoto and Master Lin were living in the water planet. There's another water planet, and they were living together. They were brothers at that time, and mm-hmm. they came to this earth together. So water really does have, I mean, it's very interesting. People, we don't really still know. There's so much that we don't know about water yet on this earth. But mm-hmm. And I remember that Dr. Emoto always said, when we really, really learn about water, that's when the whole earth will become a peaceful and harmonious place. Mm. It's because we are not studying or learning what the truth of water is. That's why we have conflicts and fighting and being greedy. Mm-hmm. But once we mm-hmm. really learn what water is, the more you learn about water, the more we really learn about the existence of God, and water is God. And now we know mm-hmm. that we are water, also 70% water. We are made up of water.
Sure.
And we can't really deceive or betray or deceive water, because we are water.
Could you talk about, now Dr. Emoto did so many interesting experiments. He mm-hmm. took a bottle, he took a bottle of radioactive water from one of the reactors, nuclear reactors in Japan. Mm-hmm. And getting some noise there. He put a couple of crystals of love and gratitude on the bottle. Could you explain to my listeners what happened after he did that?
Okay. He did many experiments with radioactive polluted waters. Mm-hmm. When was that? 1999, around that time.
Sure.
We had the problem with this nuclear plants, water leaked or something. And at that time, he got the water from that site. And what he did was he tested first, and it was, of course, really disastrous crystal. It was really ugly, and we could tell that it was really bad. But what he did mm-hmm. was he knew from his own experiment of, like, putting love and gratitude to water exposed to in the microwave, and can change the love and gratitude word and intention, can change that, even that microwaved ugly water, affected water. So what he did was he put love and gratitude words along with water crystal from love and gratitude to that radioactive polluted water mm-hmm. from radiation, then and left it for 48 hours mm-hmm. and tested, and just became really beautiful. That shows that our intention can restore water energetically.
So was the radiation was gone, is that right, within 48 hours?
Chemically, I don't know. Because we do is we do the testing of vibration. Mm. And when everything is vibration.
Right.
So if the vibration of the water is really clear and beautiful, and it's clean.
Mm-hmm.
We
Wonderful.
Restored.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now he did that too, didn't he? He went to the Gulf of Mexico. After that oil spill back in around 2000, I can't remember, 2010 or 11.
And, around 2010, I think.
10, I think, yeah. And mm-hmm. he did prayers. Did that, and that helped the Gulf, didn't it? I mean, his prayer?
I believe it did. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if we did the test. We must have done it. But I know, I mean, he got together with a lot of people and they did it. So I know it really helped a lot.
Sure. Sure.
But the important thing is we have to continue to do it if we really want to clean the area, because we pollute it.
Sure. But that's why you've been healing the planet every day,
right?
Haven't you, with your machine?
Yeah,
okay.
Today is going to be the 113th day.
Oh, my goodness.
Started. Yeah, yeah.
That's wonderful.
And, you know, I notice the more I do, the more people resonate and find out that I'm doing it, and they pray with me together. I post my picture at the healing the earth, and then the more people see it, the more people get together with me and send out love and gratitude to the earth. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm happy that I'm and grateful that people are doing it.
That's wonderful. That's mm-hmm. wonderful, Mitchie. Now, there's something else I want to ask you. We've mm-hmm. got about 10 minutes left in. So Dr. Emoto took this theory of his about everything is vibration, and then Shichiro Yoshinuchi, his top student, took that and then assigned like a harukord of vibrational code uh-huh. to every different emotional or physical condition. Is that right?
Dr. Emoto already had all these haro codes.
Okay.
And Yoshi was the person who started to make this magic square mm-hmm. with this haro codes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he applied it to the new machine that he developed. Mm-hmm. So it's really about, he discovered that symmetric pattern of this within this magic square, which no one has ever discovered, but he did, is really powerful, and it works, it's got the universal energy in there. Mm-hmm. So he used those magic square, the symmetric pattern of these haro codes to in the machine, and as we use it, and as we discover, as we use it for the people who have the problem, that program starts to work and discovers that the haro codes that the patients or clients need. Or even for COVID, I use the codes for COVID-19 and mm-hmm. 5G and Ho'oponopono and immunity to heal the earth. So those are the kind of codes that I use to heal with the mm-hmm. with a machine of Yoshi's machine.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically adjusting the vibration of the planet to mm-hmm. heal it. Is that right?
Wow.
That's
yeah.
Wonderful.
It's a universal, and so it affects not only this Earth, but I think mm-hmm. it affects the universe also, because everything goes higher and higher, and they come back to the Earth. To where I am, to where you are. So, mm-hmm. you know, it took a long time before this really, this Mother Earth was really, could not stand it anymore. Mm-hmm. Energetically, we hurt this Mother Earth. So it takes time, and we have to be patient. We have to work on it with love and gratitude and Ho'oponopono too, but also... Mm-hmm. Energetically, I'm trying to heal the energy of this COVID-19 and 5G that have been affecting the Mother Earth.
Let me ask you this question, too. Mm-hmm. There's a saying here in the States that goes something like this. It says a rising tide lifts all boats. And with the rise in vibrations from the Schumann resonant getting higher and higher on this planet, does that help as well to help heal the planet as well? The higher vibrations?
Higher vibrations, of course, yes.
Okay.
The thing is that higher vibration can it's taking us to a better place. What's happening right now is that, this is something very important. We had the event with this very well-known psychic person in Japan on the 21st, and he was saying that the Earth is one, but it's splitting energetically, like dimension is it's like a parallel world mm-hmm. and it's splitting, and when we have two circles and Right now, we are at the place where it's the two circles merged. When you make a circle, two circles, and then there's a one place that is a double place. And that's where we are right now. And when the negative people are going toward, I mean, it's splitting more and more gradually. And then people who are in this old earth will stay in there with the negative, or I don't know if I should say use the word negative, but in this old realm.
Lower vibration.
And you, the people with the newer realm with the higher vibration will be in that world. And within this world, it's like within this world, it's like a soccer ball. You see all the different like hexagonal places. Well, there will be many different realms in this in this new earth also, depending on where you are. But you will be communicating in the positive way, not negative way. And people who are in the negative vibration or lower vibration will stay in that vibration, and they will be repeating things. So it's really our choice. Every single moment is the choice where you want to be, what kind of a world you want to be living in, because everything is vibration. And so, I mean, we want to know that we are creating it, and the Mother Earth is becoming, getting higher and higher vibration. We're going into that higher vibration. We want to be with this Mother Earth, to be in a higher vibration and create the better and beautiful and harmonious place. And where we, that's the place where we're going. And just so exciting to exciting time. We're born and living in the exciting time.
Well, I was talking to Nostradamus and Ben Franklin and President George Washington here, and Albert Einstein about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they all told me the same message, that they would love to trade places with us at this exciting time. That's what they said.
Yeah.
They said that we're just now entering a beautiful phase of planet Earth, and yeah, sure, we got challenges, but we'll overcome. They're confident we will, and we'll create a better planet as a result of it.
Sure. You know, when a baby is born at the time of delivery, we mothers have both baby in the womb trying to come out, and with the contraction that the womb is trying to help the baby, you know, being born, we have the tremendous pain. And that's where we're going through right now. But the good thing is, because of the situation, a lot of people have learned to be, to help each other, to be kind to each other, just like what you are doing, what we are doing right now with the Hopi people, with friends. We learn to help each other. We learn to be kind to each other, and you know, be understanding and forgiving. Many things we're learning. So we're going into the higher dimension and be more loving, more helping, more sharing, instead of being greedy or selfish. So there's always a good side of everything if we take a look at, you know, from all the different angles.
That's true. And everything, this school, this earth is like a big school where you're learning, where all of us are learning different lessons to ascend into the future. Well, on behalf of all my listeners, and I want to thank you so much for sharing your words of wisdom today. Mitchie, you're doing beautiful work. Could you give out your website so people could get a hold of you, maybe if they want books or more information or want to make a contribution?
Thank you so much. And also, I have my Tuning Forks also, 528, and also Lemurian Crystal. From Mount Shasta also. So people in Japan who would like some tuning forks, please contact me also.
Okay.
And my website is www.emoto peaceproject.net in English. In Japanese, it's Emoto Project.
Okay. And your email, if you want to give that out so people can contact you?
Okay. It's Hayashi, H-A-Y-A-S-H-I .hado, H-A-D-O .com. Hayashi, H-A-Y-A-S-H-I, at haddo.com.
And the Emoto Peace Project is a nonprofit children's charity that you do beautiful work. And anyway, thank you so much again, Mitchie, for coming on today. It's really, really been fun to talk to you. And I hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much, Ted, for having me. And thank you very much, everyone. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Okay. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.